תפילת החברים.
Prayer of the friends.
בורא עולם,
Creator of the world, help us reveal your presence among us. Thank you for the opportunity
that
you give us to walk together on the path of the Kabbalists. Give us the importance, the intention, and the desire to connect all the hearts of the world Kli and be as one man in one heart.
כאיש אחד בלב אחד. שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמרו של הרבש.
We are learning the article by Rabash, when a person knows what is fear of the Creator. You can find the article in the Hebrew book on page 169, and on our website you can ask questions through all the different websites, and if you ask questions here in the study hall, please hold the mic close to your mouth and speak loudly and clearly. Rabash, when a person knows what is the fear of the Creator.
כשהאדם יודע מהי יראת השם.
When a person knows what is fear of the Creator, in the portion Vaetchanan, the Holy Zohar writes, afterwards, in particular, meaning that when a person knows what fear of the Creator is, when he attains the quality of Malchut herself, which is fear of out of love, which is the essence and the basis of love of the Creator. This fear makes him keep all the commandments of the Torah. So a person is a loyal servant of the Creator as it should be.
עד כאן לשונו. ויש להבין מה שאומר.
We should understand what it means when he says, when he attains the quality of Malchut herself, which is fear out of love. It means that since he has been rewarded with Malchut herself, she is regarded as love, and that love causes him fear.
But
why does love cause him fear? And also, should understand what is fear once he has been rewarded with love. We should interpret this according to what I heard that Baal Sulam interpreted about the verse, and there was a quarrel between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. Abraham is called father of faith, whose work was based entirely on faith above reason, without any support, meaning something to support the entire building that he was going to build in his life. And he went wholeheartedly, and precisely through faith above reason, he could approach the Creator when he saw only this as life's purpose. And to be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator, within reason, he saw that his mind mandated otherwise. For wherever he turned, he saw contradictions in providence, in how the Creator behaves with the creatures. Then he understood that the Creator wants him to serve him precisely above reason. He understood that if the way of within reason was better suited for bringing a person to dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, the Creator would certainly behave differently. For who will tell you what to do? Rather, he believed that he has no other way but to go above reason. And that the Creator did so deliberately, because precisely this way is to man's benefit. Therefore, he decided that he wanted to serve the Creator specifically above reason. This means that if he can attain his guidance within reason, he will oppose it because he regards his work above reason. That this was more certain that his aim would be only to bestow contentment upon the Creator. But what could he do if he saw that his guidance dressed in him within reason? And he no longer had the option of going above reason, because everything was revealed to him. Baal Salam explained that when he saw some disclosure of light and abundance appearing to him, he did not say about it that now he was happy that he will no longer have to go above reason, because this is work which the body does not agree. For the body enjoys more if it has some support on which to rely. That is, on which basis is his entire effort built? All the buildings that man builds are founded on the intellect, meaning that the intellect compels him that he must do so. For this reason, where the intellect cannot say that everything he does is fine, it is certainly difficult for him to walk in this way. Therefore, where he has a chance to attain something within reason, he promptly throws his foundation of above reason and begins to work on a new basis built on the intellect. Then he has support on which his labor can rely, and he no longer needs the help of the Creator, because it is difficult to go above reason. He always needs help, the help of the Creator, to have the strength to go above reason. But now that the mind tells him, now that you have the support of the mind and reason, you can advance alone without the help of the Creator and attain what there is to attain. Then his advice, when he said, now I see that the real way is to go specifically above reason, because precisely by going above reason, a way that pleases the Creator, I was now rewarded with nearing the Creator. The evidence of this is that now he feels a taste for the work of the Creator, both in Torah and in prayer. It follows that he does not take being rewarded with nearing the Creator and feeling the love of the Creator as a basis for the work, meaning support for the work of the Creator, since the intellect necessitates that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and Mitzvot, and he no longer needs to go with faith above reason. Rather, he is careful not to flaw the faith, meaning to accept the way of within reason and throw away faith. Faith is called Malchut. Therefore, it is considered that he has degraded and blemished the faith. For now, it is evident that to begin with, he had no choice and therefore took to faith. But otherwise, he would not have taken it. And as soon as he sees that he can get rid of it promptly, he can get rid of it, he promptly degrades it and throws it and takes knowing in its stead. If we said about this, I will honor those who honor me, and those who despise me will be disgraced. It is also written, the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous walk in it, and the wicked fail in it. Accordingly, we can understand what we asked, since he has already been rewarded with Malchut, it is regarded as fear out of love. We asked, if he already has love, how can we still speak of fear? And how can we speak of fear when he has already been rewarded with love?
ולפי פירוש של אבי מורי זצ"ל, שפרש בעניין רואה מקנה אברהם,
according to the interpretation of Baal Sulam, who explained concerning the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle, we can easily understand this. He said that the herdsman of Abraham's cattle means that Abraham was pasturing with the faith. Mikne, cattle, comes from the word kinyan, possession, meaning that all the possessions he has been rewarded with were pasturing his faith. That is, he said, now I see that the path of faith is the real path. Because I was rewarded with nearing the Creator. And for this reason, I take upon myself to henceforth go only by the way of faith above reason. This was not so with the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. He took the possessions he acquired into the discernment of Lot. The Holy Zohar calls Lot by the name Land of the Curse. Meaning that it is not a place of blessing called a field that the Lord has blessed. Rather, it is a place of curse, which is within reason, meaning that he does what the mind mandates. However, when he began to walk on the path of the Creator, he also began with faith above reason. But he always waited for a time when he could be rid of this work of above reason. The body always demands some basis on which to base his exertion in Torah and Mitzvot. Since when the work is built on the intellect, and the intellect lets him understand what the work is, that the work is worthwhile, the body makes great efforts, and very persistently, because the intellect compels it.
Kedugmat Adam.
For example, a person went to bed at midnight. He's very tired, with fever, and is forbidden to get out of bed because he's shivering. But a fire breaks out in nearby rooms, and he's told to quickly get out of bed because soon he won't be able to get out of the house, and he might burn down. At that time, the intellect mandates without any doubt, if he regards his situation, that it is inconvenient for him to get out of bed for several reasons. Then he might burn. He might get burned. Surely he jumps out of bed without any arguments because the basis on which he has to exert, the intellect mandates its profitability. Therefore, he is certain to make every effort. It follows that where the intellect binds the effort, one does not regard the effort, but only the profit. Meaning, what one can obtain through the effort. However, when working above reason, one is always under the body's pressure, which is asking what makes you certain that you're on the right path is the effort you're making in order to achieve the goal really worthwhile? Is it even doable? Can you achieve the goal you're seeking? Therefore, he's always going through ups and downs, where once the intellect prevails and once above reason prevails. And he always thinks, when will I be able to establish my work within reason and have a sound basis, since I will be able to build everything on the intellect? Surely at that time I will not have any dissent in the work of the Creator, as is with everything that is built on common sense. However, he does not know that what he hopes to attain will not give him a blessing, but a curse, since within reason is the place of the grip of the Sitra Acha, the other side. And the Creator has chosen that those who want to achieve adhesion with the Creator, specifically above reason, is the real way to approach the Creator. And this is the degree of Lot, the cursed land, a land where there is a curse and not a blessing. This is called the herdsman of Lot's cattle, who was always searching for possessions within reason, called Lot, meaning a curse. And this is the meaning of the verse, and there was a quarrel between the herdsman of Abraham's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle. That is, the quarrel was that each one said that he was right. Since those who were in the state of herdsmen of Lot's cattle were saying, if we can build our basis on the intellect called within reason, we will not have ups and downs because we will always be in a state of ascent. This is so because where the intellect binds doing the action, there is no one there to interrupt them. Therefore, when we have no choice, we must go above reason. But when we can choose to go within reason, it is the contrary. We must say that there is contentment above, in that from this day forth, we will have no dissent in the work. Therefore, our way is certainly better. But the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle are people whose basis was precisely on faith above reason. And they said, if the Creator wanted us to work on the basis of the intellect, would not be concealed from us to begin with. Rather, this must be the best way. Therefore, we need not look for opportunities to be rid of faith above reason. Rather, if we receive some intellect and nearing to the Creator, we will not take it as a basis for casting away faith, but to say, now I see that this is the real way because by this I was rewarded with nearing. Therefore, he should brace himself and accept that henceforth he will not search for any opportunities to be rid of the faith, but on the contrary, grow stronger with faith above reason. By this we will understand the words of the Holy Zohar, that once he was rewarded with Malchut herself, which is love, being fear out of love, we asked, how can you speak of fear if there is already love there? And also, what is fear? What is spiritual fear? According to the above, it turns out that once he was rewarded with love, there is nothing greater that mandates the work, because it is a basis within reason. For now, the intellect mandates the work for him. This is so because naturally we want to serve the one we love. Therefore, there is no more room for faith, because at that time, how can we speak of faith above reason then? Therefore, he is afraid he might blemish the faith, because now the body will enjoy the work more, since he has a basis of within reason. And if he blemishes the faith, then it becomes revealed that the faith above reason that he had was out of necessity to begin with, not out of respect, but that he constantly longed for a time when he could be rid of it and work with knowledge instead of faith.
עם בחינת ידיעה ולא עם בחינת אמונה. ואז כיוון שפוגם בבחינת אמונה,
then because he has blemished faith, he promptly falls from his degree and soon parts from the Creator. Since knowing is receiving,
שבחינת קבלה שהיא בחינת אהבה עצמית מובנת לנו בשני אופנים. א', במוחה, ב',
בלב. Since knowing is receiving, it is known that we understand receiving, which is self-love, in two ways. One, with the mind, two, with the heart. It turns out that when he has been rewarded with love, love itself causes him fear. He is afraid that he will not be drawn to knowledge. Therefore, at that time, he needs great care that he will not fall into the will to receive. At that time, we understand that love itself causes fear. Now we already know what fear is, which love causes, meaning that he is afraid that through his love, he will fall into self-love. With this, we can understand the great rule that Baal Sulam said, that although it makes sense that sin induces punishment, in internality, it is a very different meaning, which is a little difficult to grasp. She said that we must know that the sin is the punishment, and the punishment is already the correction.
We
should ask about this. If the sin is the punishment, what is the sin? Through the above said, we can interpret that the sin was actually during the ascent. That precisely when he was rewarded with love, he had a desire to take love as the basis and cast away the faith. This is the view of the herdsman of Lot's cattle. At that time, he suffered a descent and fell once more into self-love, from which every kind of sin is derived. It follows that he failed precisely during the ascent, when he thought that by taking love as a basis and support on which to exert, and through that, by this, and thought, that by this he would not have any more descents, since where the intellect mandates is a healthy path, and he will never fall. This was the actual sin. This is called all who add, subtract. It follows that his fall into self-love is the punishment for flowing the faith. And the punishment he has received is a correction, so he will rise once more on the degree of the straight path. Good morning, Rav, friends. What he says, the summary is that specifically through faith above reason, we can come to nearing the Creator, since only then, he says, this is the purpose of love, life, and he can be merited with the adhesion above reason. Why can we do it? We cannot be in reason without the help of the Creator. We can't be there without His help.
It's an opposite quality from us, from what we received. And then it turns out that we have no choice, just to pray and receive from above this quality of faith above reason. We are built within reason. And we can exchange from one reason to another, right? But above reason, meaning a different quality, the quality of bestowal, that it will control us, direct us. This we are incapable.
What is a way? How do we do it? How do we come to a state where I need the help of the Creator to be above reason? What is the way to do it? How?
Sometimes it seems that it's clear, understood, and sometimes it seems entirely not, and just escapes you. Entirely escapes you. What to do? To do is just by.
When a person walks above reason, he doesn't know where he'll get to on the path, because he has no grasp, no support. Question then is, why should a person walk in this unknown path?
He's not going on the path because it's bringing him to something. He's going on the path because the path itself, on the path itself, he's constantly with the Creator.
It's his feeling. How does he know he's with the Creator?
Because he's going above his reason.
So I'm asking, why take a road that he doesn't know how it ends?
He doesn't want to know the end of the path. I don't want to know the end of the path, or even the path itself at all. I want to know that on the And that on this path, I'm going with the Creator.
It's a little hard to understand.
There isn't much understanding here, I agree. But that's how we walk. Yeah.
Thank you, Rav. Constantly say from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, and here he says that love prevents the faith. If I love someone, I'm obligated to go within reason. What does that mean? What is that?
We need to go not according to our mind, rather according to the mind of the Creator. The mind of the Creator is connection. Connection. And thus, we need to be drawn to connection upon all those same conditions that are revealed.
So how do we relate to love of friends?
I hold on to them and support them and participate with them.
That's following what you asked Tzvika. What is it then?
Yeah.
With your permission, another question. What does it mean to grow stronger in the faith?
To strengthen in faith is that I show, that I see before me states that we unite in heart and soul. And you could say heart and mind. We unite. Despite that, it doesn't seem possible.
Again,
Vadai.
So it's constantly in overcoming.
Yes, surely.
Till the end of the path.
Yeah, that's the main thing. The main sign on the path, that we are above reason, above the contradictions.
Thank you. What's the difference between work in faith and work in concealment?
Work in faith is that I go in the path of faith and I want this to be my direction, my compass. And that's how I want to progress.
To acquire more faith means to acquire more importance.
To acquire faith is to acquire more importance in this, that I can go not according to my mind.
And when I don't follow my own mind, I don't walk in concealment?
No. Because I don't exchange one for another. I go above the force. The force of overcoming. And I can't find the words. Can't find the words.
Again.
Rav, I wanted to ask about the difference between above reason that occurs in those of Lot and those of Abraham. The herdsmen of Lot and Abraham. It says about those of Lot that they go above reason, but it's like it's not clear why they go above reason. That if the mind gives them force to give exertion, so right, they're always giving exertion out of their mind, out of their reason, right? So what's their motivation to go above reason? That's not clear.
They wish to advance. They wish to advance on both paths. Anyone who is there, they want to advance.
But this progress, their above reason, is different between the herdsmen of Lot and Abraham?
Yes.
In what are they different?
It depends what they take as the basis for the work.
What
It depends on what they take as a foundation.
What does it mean that the basis is faith?
The basis, the foundation is faith. It means that they see.
נכנסים לאנשים שהם נמצאים באמונה.
They enter into people who are in faith, that this is their place, that they can derive power from there.
Why are they persistent that they want to keep this faith above reason? To not cancel the concealment. What's all this?
Yes. Why? That's the root of their soul.
But what gives them, what allows them to keep the concealment?
They are above reason. If the concealment disappears, they fall back into reason.
But the connection with the Creator is only above reason, only there?
Certainly.
Why does the connection with the Creator occur only when there's concealment?
Because you can't touch him, the Creator, to be in contact with him, if not through against reason.
So what does revelation of the Creator mean if the connection with him is through concealment?
Everyone will come into states where they'll be able to reveal the Creator through the concealment. And then the concealment does not disappear. But rather they can see and feel and attain the Creator through the concealment.
So is there a revelation of the Creator, or is he still in concealment? I don't understand if the concealment is being kept all the time. They keep the concealment, and thus that's why it's revealed. But what are they keeping if it's only their concealment is revealed?
Well, specifically, thanks to the concealment, they can reveal anything.
What does it mean to not go according to my reason, my mind?
Not according to my own mind, my own intellect. That means that I'm willing to receive an opposite quality.
How do we go above our intellect?
Where the mind says that you have to go one way, I disagree with it, because that follows my intellect. And I try to come to a state where always try to reach a state where I work.
Well,
I don't know how to put it. Above my reason and against my reason.
What is this part in me that's telling my mind, I'm not going with you, I'm going to go against you, above you? What is this?
You can't explain that. It has to come to a person simply from above.
from Dvo, it's on duty, for subtitles. Rabash here says that love causes him fear, right, that he's afraid of making a flaw. So the question is, how do we do this in our state? If the person gets some awakening, how to not take it into self-reception?
They don't let him in from above. Don't you understand that we're all governed by the Creator, who constantly twists us, each one versus the others, and each one by himself? And by that, we nevertheless grow better, we improve.
Let's
say a person gets some awakening. He has what we would call an ascent. He's drawn to connection. He sees the friends as great. He's in prayer. So now, how in our state do we take this correctly? What does that mean?
To take it correctly means that no matter the state we're in, we must see how we are connected more. We fight more, or we struggle more, we get united more. That's our work, to be more as one man in one heart.
Last question. Is there a difference between what a person feels himself to be distant, shut, and this that he has to keep some connection, and this that he's actually full of inspiration and he feels close to the friends? Is there a difference in the work and connection between those two states?
Probably yes, but it's not significant.
He
writes towards the end of the article. He was privileged with love, he wanted it as a foundation, and thus he falls. Now, this process, according to what I feel, it like happens all the time. You make some effort, some exertion, he feels some things, some confidence, and then boom, some fall comes. What is really the purpose of this process, this cycle?
It's that all the actions man does will truly be in the form of pure bestowal.
From
the outside.
So this that one falls, it shows that one didn't work correctly?
Still, yes.
Thank you, Rav. I want to go back to Roy and Dudi's scrutiny. I don't feel it's clear yet. It's written accordingly, and what he was privileged with, nearing to the Creator, is that he feels somewhat nearer to the Creator. He doesn't take from this foundation from the work, right? The support for the work. How do we do this practically?
We always start from zero. Hanging in the air without any basis, any foundation. We feel it more and more from time to time. And we must, one must organize for himself a certain basis, a support, and start from that.
If one already feels some nearing to the Creator in reason, what do you do with it at that moment? He says, he writes here later, right, bottom of 171, right? So we don't want to take this nearing to the Creator as support and throw the faith above reason and say, yeah, Now I see them on the right path. What is this whole thing that I'm saying to myself? That I don't want to take this as support, as foundation for the work. The person here is already, right? He's feeling this. His bones are feeling it. I'm feeling closer to the friends. The path is close. Why do you not take this now as a foundation for work?
Because he knows it cannot last for the duration of the path. It will change many more times. He's not certain this is what will happen to him in the next moment.
And that's sufficient in this work?
It's enough in order to not accept it as a solid foundation.
Okay, so now we do want to receive understanding, I mean knowledge, to say know thy Creator. Now what is correct knowledge? One that's a blessing and not a curse. How does a knowledge that a person feels something, how does it turn to something that a person keeps and not becomes a curse?
Ken.
Yes. Meaning a person has to decide, is this truth or not? But based on what can he do it?
No.
In that
same direction, when he says that a person's foundation needs to be faith above reason, it sounds like a complete contradiction. Then there's no foundation, right? What you're describing here, you're telling a person, like, you have no foundation, you're in the air. So what kind of foundation is that?
What can that be, a new basis?
But
specifically in a place where we have to, in a place where I don't feel any support, any basis, any foundation, there I find myself stable.
Stable with respect to what?
On a stop.
Meaning, as we learn, that it's founded on nothing. How can you found yourself on nothing?
On nothing, meaning that I don't have anything in it, but I depend on the upper force for it.
To be dependent on the upper force, do you need to feel him already?
No, now you're coming back to the same principle here.
If I don't feel him, how can I be dependent on him?
And that's where you need to find yourself.
Tov.
No.
One last question. Regarding this process also that he describes, person, right, is an ascent, naturally feels love for the friends, inspiration, fulfillment. But then he's told, right, naturally, he's forgetting the faith, right, and he loses it. But he describes the whole process here and calls it a sin. Is this something we can avoid at all?
In principle, we cannot avoid anything. Otherwise, it will be missing for us as missing discernments in more advanced degrees.
So what should a person do? Like, do we turn quickly to faith above reason? What?
As much as possible to connect with the friends. Then he will find his foundation.
הרב, בוקר טוב. בדרך שלנו יש כל הזמן איזשהו פחד מהירי.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. We have a constant fear on the path from upcoming descents. Can we prepare for them?
Yes. Even before the descents come, we need to grow stronger with the friends, connect to them in such a way that these descents, when they come, will turn into a sense.
Ken.
Yes.
writes that Abraham saw contradictions in the providence of how he behaves with created beings and understood that the Creator wants him to work him specifically in faith above reason. When a friend sees contradictions in the ten, what is your advice? Where do we take forces from to operate that everything, as if everything is in wholeness?
From that same ten? There's nowhere else. If he'll connect to that same ten despite any conflict, he will connect with them and take strength, forces from there.
I guess in nature there is some process by which the more a person's will to receive develops, his sensitivity to see flaws outside himself as much more. He gets more distant from connection with himself. He constantly sees flaws, complaints outside himself. Everything's incorrect, everything wrong. We see it now in humanity. And how do we go then from the sight of constant complaints about flaws outside myself to take responsibility on myself that I need to change? How do we make this inversion?
Only through connection. If he wants to change anything, he needs power to change it. The power can come only from the center of the ten. There's nothing else.
No.
You can't walk on the path of Abraham.
The
path of Abraham is even less clear. He's like above reason, but he's in joy. He talks about work on the path of honor. How can you be in such a thing? It's against your reason, your body. Where is the joy? And what?
Because by that you're approaching, you're nearing the Creator. This path is bringing you to adhesion in the Creator. And from that you derive joy and a cover over all those unpleasant states that you overcame.
This force to go enjoy you take from the friends in the tent? The fear must be?
Yes.
And what is fear in the connection between us?
The one
better for everybody.
Okay. Naturally, the Creator is concealed from our will to receive. By a process of study, we begin to understand that He can't be revealed to our will to receive because we're in opposite form. So, when I already understand that I need to consciously conceal the revelation of the Creator from my ego, then where does the revelation of the Creator actually occur?
Above the concealment. The revelation takes place above the concealment.
Where is that place?
We only have one place, which is the will to receive. Above the will to receive, that's where the revelation takes place. As much as I reject my will to receive to be mixed with bestowal, In this way, I prepare it for revelation.
כן.
Yeah.
שאלה שנשאלה לפני כמה ימים.
A question that was asked a few days ago. What is the correction of the will to receive that we can reveal?
The correction on the will to receive that you can reveal what?
That it's possible to reveal the Creator. As you said, the revelation of the Creator, as you said to Moshe, that it comes above the will to receive. There needs to be some kind of correction in the will to receive so that in that way it can receive that feeling.
Yeah.
So what's that correction on the will to receive that lets it receive that revelation?
That the will to receive will be made of desires and intentions that are in order to bestow to one another.
And it can include such a nature? Because we say that that's its nature, to receive. What's this inclusion with the will to bestow, which is a different quality?
I'm lacking words. The will to receive is the nature, but it can be after it's shattered and starts gathering back again into some kind of system, then that system already works according to the laws of bestowal after the shattering, when it's corrected. And then we don't pay attention to the will to receive itself, but to the style of connection between those desires to receive. That's what it is important.
Thank you so much, Dilav. Good morning, Dilav. Mantık ötesi inancını nasıl şimdi yaşadığımız dünyada dönüştürebiliriz? Ve buradaki dönüştürücü nedir?
How can we invert our situation here to one that's above reason? There's a certain transformate, there's a conduit that makes us do this, but what is that?
How do we go from faith to faith above reason?
And also, what's the force that does that?
The force that does it is obviously the Creator. Our request for him to do it, that awakens, it grows, it's born in us, this request, and we do want to uplift, to overcome into a new perception, into a new importance, that we won't receive this reality that we're in the same values as we have been till today. We need to
לקבל את ה מטרה שלנו.
We need to receive our goal that it takes place entirely in the opposite account, on the account of bestowal. That's called faith above reason.
בסדר.
Okay.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, работать выше знания — это, вот вы сказали, выбирать отдачу всегда.
Working above reason, as you said, to work above reason all the time. What does that mean?
That's when I want all the results to be in my friends.
Ну, вот когда ты пытаешься соединиться и там ради товарищей построить эту любовь между нами, и когда
when you try to connect and build that love toward the friend, and then reaching it, then according to the article, it turns out that I don't need to use that love as a foundation, but something else, to go and progress above reason in a different way. How at that crossroad can we choose above reason and not continue to enjoy from that love that reveals between us?
If I choose faith above reason and work through the ten, so through the ten, I turn to all of reality. That's it. I have no limitations.
Что значит обращаюсь ко всей реальности? С чем?
What does it mean, turn to all of reality? With what?
С тем, что я хочу, они хотят влиять на всю
мицеюту. I want to bestow to all of reality through my ten. My ten becomes the main part on my behalf, and I want the Creator through us to bestow to all of reality.
Good morning, dear Raf. To continue this, these questions, once we're in faith above reason and we achieve it, we come, let's say, to a new state of, let's say, a new form of reason in a higher state. So what gives us the fear of not being able to continue the work of faith above reason?
The spiritual fear keeps us, guards us, it directs us on the correct path.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how do we achieve this this fear, Raf, in the ten, that we take care of each other so that we have this fear of losing the work of faith above reason?
Ken.
Yeah, correct.
So how do we do
in that direction?
Yeah. How do we keep the fear off?
Shomrim al ira.
You keep that spiritual fear. When each and every one treats his friend in a fear of losing him, his support. And in this way we come closer to a state that all those fears connect into a common spiritual fear. And it sustains us. It holds us and connects us.
Question d'un ami qui dit que le texte n'est pas facile à comprendre et quel serait l'essentiel.
A friend is having trouble understanding the article, so he's asking, what's the main thing that he needs to understand or remember from the article?
He
should go deeper and deeper into this term called the fear of the Creator. That is the most
We're
learning the Pticha, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal Sulam. We're on item 129. Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah from the writings of Baal Sulam, item 129. Baal Sulam writes, you should know that when each level of these five parts of Fim, of the new Ma, emerged, it sorted and connected to itself a part of the vessels of Nekudim, which became its Nukva. Thus, when Partsuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the gar of Nekudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels. This refers to the Galgaltavei Naim in them, which emerged during their Katnut, called the Kelim of Panim, anterior vessels. In the Katnut of Nekudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them. That is, Galgaltavei Naim and Nikvei Naim. The bottom half of each one, which is called Achap, descended to the lower degree. Hence, it is considered that Partsuf Atik of the new Ma took the upper half of Keter from the vessels of Nekudim, as well as the upper half of Chub, Chochma and Bina, and the seven roots of Zat incorporated in the Gar of Nekudim. This became a Partsuf Nukva to Atik of the new Ma, and joined with one another. They are called Ma and Bon of Atik of Atzilut, since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the vessels of Nekudim that joined it are called Bon. They are positioned Panim and Achor, face and back. Atik of Ma at the anterior, at the Panim, and Atik of Bon in its posterior. I want to ask you something specific. I read it here, and he writes that in the Katnut of Nekudim, they didn't come with them, but only with the upper half of from each degree. Galgaltavei Naim and Nikvei Naim, the bottom half of each one, which is called the Chab, descended to the lower degree. What are these half degrees, the half of the upper degree and the half of the lower degree that he connects? Why does he divide that into two?
I didn't understand again.
He says that in the Katnut of Nekudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them. That is, Galgaltavei Naim and Nikvei Naim, the bottom half of each one, which is called the Chab, descended to the lower degree. Meaning, the upper half is in the upper degree, and the lower half, what is the reason for an upper half and a lower half? What's the story here?
The light that comes from above sanctifies only the top half of every degree, the Galgaltavei Naim, and the Achap, no.
Okay, I wanted to ask you for a long time. Why does he write here like some kind of technical writer? Because we learned that we want to learn within reason. It doesn't work out, just like we see with all the Q&A here. What does he mean by wanting to rise above reason? What does it mean to want to rise above reason when we're studying Pticha or Talmud as a Sefirot? How should we study?
You can't, during the studies, learn how to go above reason, below reason, in reason. It doesn't, it depends on the exercises you do with yourself.
What does that give me now to learn, you know, studying in this technical way? We study, we hear some Q&A from questions from students, from friends. On one hand, we have these questions. On the other hand, what does it mean to study this? How should we behave? What should we think about?
How we reach those vessels that we're learning about.
What does that mean?
That the same desires and intentions which we read about, that they will work in us.
That progresses me in spiritual work?
Of course, yes. That's what we're learning for.
Meaning drawing the reforming light, that's what it means? I understand, thank you.
I'm not learning this for knowledge. I'm learning this for activation.
Meaning this, where it's written, the wise doesn't study. We need something above it. We shouldn't try to be wisecrackers and as if we understand when we don't understand anything, but we need to just seek connection with a friend. That's what I should think about?
Yes.
Thanks. It's written at the beginning of item 129. You should know that when each level of these five parts of him of the new Ma emerged, it sorted and connected to itself a part of the vessels of Nekudim, which became its Nukva. Atzilut is the world of correction, right? It comes to correct what was shattered in the world of Nekudim. How does it make this scrutiny? According to what principle does it assort what it can take from that shattering to correct?
The scrutiny is through the lights that come to that same pile. Then there's an illumination on that pile. And what gets scrutinized is, or what gets shined on,
what's the criteria according to the scrutiny that the scrutiny is based on?
From light to heavy, as much as they were shattered in a light way, they awaken first, and the ones that awaken only in Gemara Tikkun, the final generation, are the heavy with the difficult shattering that they went through. That's why they awaken last.
When we correct our heart and we wish to connect with the friends and we see our heart and we see there's all this dirt upon it, how do we approach this scrutiny, this work upon this, all this dirt that's in me?
I try and shine on this pile in the general light and to see what I can scrutinize first and what I can scrutinize later. That what I can scrutinize now, that's what I engage in.
What does it mean to scrutinize?
To scrutinize means that I recognize that they are shattered vessels and that I need to connect them and raise them to actions in order to bestow. And I can do it.
Let's say I see within myself all kinds of egoistic thoughts and desires, corporeal ones that have no connection at all to love of friends. What should I do with that whole mound?
You still need to try and scrutinize between them, which are more egoistic, where is less egoistic, and in this way to start sorting them out. sort them out, these go here, these go there. And with which you can already work today, and those may be tomorrow, and the next day, and that's how it gradually works.
What does it mean to work?
To work means to connect between them, even though they're all egoistic, but for the sake of connection, for the correction, you can convince them and connect them to work together. That if we connect together, we'll be able to take another ascent towards the Creator. And another, and in this way, it gradually we can perform corrections. Atzilut, how does it convince the vessels it takes from Nikudim and starts correcting them? With what intensity does it convince them to be corrected?
It illuminates upon them and starts elevating them, that they are in order to receive, shattered, and it illuminates upon them, so then they feel that they are broken, and as such they agree to the work of Atzilut upon them.
And
we are also the same.
What do we have to agree with?
We need to agree to that in which we connect to the actions in order to bestow above reason, and that we expect the light to shine upon us and to give us the opportunity to be in mutual bestowal, mutual support, and that only that do we receive or accept as correction.
Can we understand that correcting the upper one is only through its incorporation in the lower one?
It
could be, yes.
So if we continue that, what is our lower one of Bnei Baruch?
The whole of humanity.
How can we incorporate in it?
In the meantime, we have nothing to incorporate with. We need to develop ourselves. First, we build Galgal Tevei Naim. Afterward, when we build the Achap, we adapt the Achap to those who are below us.
And that's what we do now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning, Rav. Continuing Svika's question, I wanted to ask for practical advice. This study that we're now doing, how can we turn it into becoming more emotional and not just finish the lesson in this discernment of the donkey makes books? Try to connect your heart to it, and then you'll understand how we need to correct our heart, that other than the heart, we have nothing to correct.
When you say connect hearts, how do you do it?
Connect friends. And then we'll understand how to connect the heart. The different parts.
So what you answered, Oren, he has a package of shattered desires, and you said that you should sort them out, which parts I can organize today better, maybe less, maybe tomorrow, and it's all in the 10 and the relationships between the friends too.
Yes.
So, as a system called 10, what should every friend do? And agree that the light will come and correct it.
That as much as he can be the connector between the friends, so he's ready for that. He's ready to be that connecting part. And from that in which he'll be the connector, then he'll know what extent of connection, what's the kind of connection, the laws of connection. That is the main thing.
Ken.
Yes.
We, at least on the calendar, are done with the period of Ben HaMetzarim. And soon we're even celebrating Tu Be'av, the Hebrew Valentine's Day. Should we take something from the ruin to the building?
Certainly all these things are connected to each other.
But what should we take? What are we supposed to take from the destruction to the building?
Everything. If you don't know the destruction, the ruin, then you don't know what to do with it to create the building.
So what do you take?
Everything.
What does that mean?
All the discernments from the breaking.
What discernments are there? I feel pain, like they were saying about the state of our nation. What discernments do we have?
Let's say you see something broken. So you need to know according to what forces and vessels it is broken, with what discernments does it have a problem, how much it needs to connect, what process it needs to connect through. Otherwise, you would not know the parts.
And how do I know all these details? What's shattered? What I need to correct?
What
do you know from? From that in which you want to participate in that and request. And then you are incorporated in that.
But it sounds opposite, that I don't know and that I'm asking to be shown.
Yes, for sure. We start from that in which we don't know anything.
So everything we need is pain in order to start?
The correction begins from that in which I'm ready to gradually incorporate with all the broken vessels.
Thank you.
There
are problems here. How will I know what is the breaking, what is the suffering, what is the correction? I do not belong to those materials, qualities that they feel now. That's a very big problem. Only the upper light is capable of including them all together and to blend us in such a way that we'll be able to each feel the other as oneself. Yes.
Good morning, Gav. In the first part of the lesson, you said we should scrutinize the statement you made. You said, in faith, there is no limit or ceiling. In reason, there is limit and ceiling. What came to me after I scrutinized is what Gabash said, I dwell among my people. What is the relationship between I dwell among my people and faith?
Atah
What's the connection between I dwell amongst my nation and faith, Eli? Between I dwell amongst my nation and faith.
Without faith, I cannot be in my people. I cannot dwell in my people to incorporate in everyone. How can I do that? Only by exiting the individual will to receive and incorporate.